Job had trials that he had to endure. The Apostle Paul went through trial after trial in his life. Charles Haddon Spurgeon had great battles with gout. Hudson Taylor had difficulties and loss of loved ones on the mission field. Smith Wigglesworth had great difficulties with kidney stones. My friend, just because you belong to God, you're saved, doesn't mean that you won't have storms in life.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
The disciples were in the boat. It was a beautiful, calm day, but all of a sudden, the wind kicked up, waves came crashing against the boat, and it was filling up with water. All of a sudden, they find themselves in a storm, in a crisis situation. In fact, in the book of Mark, in chapter 4, verse 37, it says, "And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling." That's right, it was filling up with water. My friend, that would be a crisis situation. All of a sudden, they find themselves in trouble. There are others in the Bible that I know went through a crisis as well. What about Job? Job woke up one morning, everything was a calm. But then all of a sudden, a catastrophic storm hit his life. And one day he lost his seven sons. He lost his three daughters. He lost his servants. He lost his business. He had become sick himself as he was stricken with boils from head to toe. His wife said, "Why don't you curse God and die?" But instead, what did Job do? He worshiped God. He stayed true to the Lord. He didn't do what the devil said that he would do, because the devil doesn't know everything. The devil is not all-knowing, and he doesn't control the future. You look at men and women of God in the past, and you will see that they had something in common, and that is this, that they endured great storms in their lives, some with great pain and sickness, loss of loved ones, financial calamities, difficulties, stresses, hardships. Well, look at the Apostle Paul. He said this, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves." Paul also said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, "Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, perils of robbers, perils by my own countrymen, and perils by the heathen, and perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches." You know what? I'm just saying that it wasn't easy for Paul. There are storms that may come your way. You can be the greatest Christian of all times. You might have all faith. You might be the kindest person alive. You may have great knowledge about God and His Word. You might be full of the Holy Ghost and power, but that doesn't mean that you will not experience unexpected storms in life. Being full of the Holy Ghost may have a difference on how you withstand the storm or how you come through it, but regardless, you still endured the storm. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, one of the greatest preachers that ever lived. Every Sunday, he had about 5,000 people in his church. They were hungry for the Word of God. But Charles Spurgeon had great battles with gout. It would cause him so much pain that he would go to an area in his house where he couldn't be heard, and he would cry to the top of his lungs because the pain was so severe. You see, I'm just talking about storms. Hudson Taylor, great missionary to China, endured storm after storm in his life. There were times that he felt homesick, unhappy, desolate. He had his own health problems that he had to deal with. He lost some of his children on the mission field. He lost his wife. And then he had an accident that left him paralyzed. Yes, my friend, storms. Storms that come to some of the greatest men and women of God. But my friend, we must hold on to Jesus with every fiber of our being.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.